Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
I think it's safe to say that if I wasn't in radio, I would definitely be a cop or an athlete.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I just feel like I have so much to do today. I have to go work out. And if I don't work out, I will spontaneously combust. I just know it.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Can anyone think of anything they or someone they know have sued someone or something over? People love suing in this country.
Yes, they do.
They love it. What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. Moose, Breezy. I remember a guy somewhere in the States broke into someone's home. He broke his ankle, and in the process, he sued the homeowner. And
it's so classic.
I can't remember if the criminal won, but can you imagine going to trial over something this ridiculous?
Or like suing someone that you broke into their house and like was squatting for over squatters' rights.
Squatters'
Once
rights.
Once you're over 6 months, you live there.
That's right. Correct. So in January,
there was a lawsuit against you?
No, a guy in D.C. His name was John Cheeks. He buys a Powerball ticket. John Cheeks buys his Powerball ticket. He checked the winning numbers online a day after the drawing, and they matched. The jackpot was $340 million. And he did all the things you're supposed to do. He took a photo of the ticket. He told one other person about it, which is smart on his behalf. Uh-huh. You don't go putting this on social media.
Right.
So he took a photo. He tells one person. Then he went to cash it in. And they were like, no, you didn't win.
What?
So Washington, D.C.'s official lottery site had posted all the wrong numbers. So instead of matching all five in the Powerball, he matched none. This is actually a good reason to sue, in my personal opinion.
Sure.
There's a lot of stupid things people sue over. This, I think, is legitimate.
So, okay. So, just so we're clear, the Powerball is the one where the balls shoot up on TV?
That's correct.
Did he take a picture of the TV?
No, the ticket he won. It was a matching ticket. He didn't see it. He went online the next day.
Okay.
Saw the matching numbers. I won. I won. So he's in the news because he's now suing Powerball and the lottery. And he says they listed the wrong numbers for 3 days. Hmm. And he wants them to pay up. 72 hours is a long time.
To not catch that?
To have those numbers up? So his lawyers noted a similar thing happened last year. The Iowa lottery reported bad numbers. So people cashed in before that area actually got fixed, and they were paid out. I mean, no one hit the jackpot. All the payouts were between $4 and $200. But still, how do you make a mistake like this? And John Cheeks is expecting the full $340 million.
You're lying.
I'm like, dude, that ain't going to happen. There's no way that's going to happen.
There's no way.
But something? Does he have a case, or should he just shrug it off and move on? This is something I would hire a lawyer for.
I mean, it's just like negligence. You know what I mean? Like not doing your due diligence, not, as a company, with something that severe on the line, you really need to be buttoned up. You can't just be free willy-nilly throwing out numbers and be like, just kidding, I'm sorry, when this person already spent, however much money. Because you know what? I don't live my life that way. But there are some people I know in this very building that'll spend their bonuses before they even hit their account.
Oh, big time.
I'm like, how does that even work?
Big time. A lot of people spend money they don't have. I mean, you.
I can't even do that, though. I don't even have a credit card.
You don't need a credit card to spend money you don't have.
How?
Because it's just saying, Breezy, you're spending money that you don't have. Like, yeah, I'm going to buy these shoes, but you're going to buy these shoes when that money really needs to go to your car payment or your insurance or your bills. See what I'm saying? It's priorities. Meh. Now, here's the thing. This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen when it comes to pranks. Years ago, the New York Lottery came on TV. Person recorded the winning numbers. How did this go? They pre-recorded it and then found out what the winning numbers were and then played those numbers for the following week and then took their spouse, sat them in front of the TV for the winning numbers that were last week's number and made it believe that they won and matched up all the numbers and the person lost it. Oh, it was one of the funniest pranks I've ever seen.
A divorce was had. Yeah, that's horrific.
But when you think about it, yes, people love to sue. 585-252-9800. I would love for anyone to tell us some of the craziest things people have sued over. If you got a good story, let us know.
People are very sue happy.
People sue Wegmans all the time. People sue Costco because they tripped over their own shoelace. Mm-hmm. All these big companies have a budget just for lawsuits alone.
Correct. I think my favorite is like, I saw this on Selling Sunset a couple seasons ago. This girl was I love that show so much. This girl was suing this other girl because she said she was on drugs or something. And she was like, that's defamation and I'm suing you. And it's like, it was just like a one-off comment in the conversation with that girl. She's like, my lawyer will be contacting you. I think the like petty.
Oh, so there was a lawsuit that was threatened by another girl.
Yes. I think the petty, you know, talking smack lawsuits are so dumb because it's like you're getting legal counsel involved in like middle school drama when they could be like, you know, handling real life issues.
They got the money to do
it. Out of here.
Lawyers will take
get out any, of my face.
Lawyers today's day and age will take any case they feel they can win. And that makes sense. That's how they make their money.
It's so embarrassing.
Nikki's here. She says some tourist sued a guy from a hotel in Hawaii who had recommended a beach to visit where he became paralyzed due to his own negligence. Dude went swimming at the beach that was recommended despite the multiple signs saying it was a dangerous place to swim. The waves were rough. He ended up paralyzed. The case was dismissed.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. There was one guy who sued the Guinness Book of Records for saying he himself had filed the most lawsuits of anyone. Oh, now that's classic.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
That is an absolute classic.
I absolutely love that.
Listen, you have to be very, very careful when you decide you want to throw a lawsuit at somebody.
Correct.
Because once you do that and you're looking for future employment, they will absolutely look into that first. Uh-huh. Has this person sued anyone? If so, good luck. Take a hike. James says, I know.
It's like the boy who cried wolf. It really is.
Yeah.
I'm suing you. You say that about everything. Shut up.
I know a paramedic. They told me this story. A guy was out at a restaurant with some friends. There was a guy sitting behind them who went in a cardiac arrest. And this guy was still a trainee, so decided to give him CPR. Kept the guy's heart pumping for 3 minutes before the ambulance arrived. And the guy ended up living. 3 weeks later, the dude that saved his life received a lawsuit complaining that he broke the dude's ribs when he gave him CPR. So he saved his life and then was sued because minor
lying?
Damage. This is the country we live in, people. This is exactly why I keep my head down and mind my own business.
I've heard of a story about a woman who sued her husband's mistress for like breaking up their family.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
There's nothing I love more than, you know, a trashy episode of Judge Judy or Family Court on a Tuesday.
Oh, I love Judge Judy.
They said they were going to give me my $50 back for the McDonald's I bought them.
Let's see the receipts.
I Venmo requested them numerous times, and they haven't gotten back to me.
Let's see the receipts. This is what this woman went to college for. Yeah. She bought the gerbil, but she didn't bring back the cage. Let's see the receipts!
We know two things for sure. We pay too much in taxes, and our show is better with you.
Better with you.
Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
I pick a movie that Breezy's never seen, and we act out an iconic scene from that film, and then Breezy is going to go home tonight and watch that film. And then bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's Big Movie
Yes,
review.
I am.
585-252-9800. Text us if you know the name of the film. Breezy, your character, you got a lot of writing on this today. A lot of writing. Stakes are high.
Writing?
Writing.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to speak in a Russian accent today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear your best Russian accent. Go. That's good enough.
Hello.
That's good enough. You're helping the sheriff's department.
I have no clue. Do yours. I don't have anything to base it off of.
Oh, come on. Yeah, it's simple. Like, yeah, let me get some vodka. So you're going to be using a microphone over a loudspeaker to lure this killer in.
Okay.
Because you're trying to help the sheriff's department catch a murderer on the loose. So I'm giving you a chance this morning. I'm just handing it to you. I'm giving it to you to do some of your best acting.
Okay.
Don't let me down like last week and the week before that.
And then the week before that.
Right. What is the name of this film? Let me get some dramatic music.
I have to take my clothes off.
It's Moosterpiece Theater and action. Now, if we're going to get this killer tire hot on its tracks, I'm going to need you to lure him in. Just follow this script. I set up a mannequin about 40 yards away. Just read what I wrote and we can learn this damn thing in.
Are you Russian too?
No, just you.
Ah, I don't know. If I'm comfortable with reading this, I said read it, damn it. What? Literally makes no sense contextually, but sounds good.
It's excellent accent. Very, very good. Keep it going, okay? I said, read it. You want to catch this thing or not? Now, this is where you read the script. Go ahead. Be very seductive.
Do you like me? Do you think I'm sexy? Be a good boy and blow my hand clean off.
Say it again.
Blow my head clean off?
Yeah, that's it. You're doing great.
Right. Come on, big boy. Come get me. What? I'm sorry. You know what? I can't read this. It's just too awful.
Oh, you went into a southern accent.
Southern.
Really good. Really great.
Yeah.
You know what? Get out of the way. You're going to ruin everything. Now give me those headphones. You want something done right? You got to do it yourself. Hey, you, go ahead and blow my head off, little slut. You hear me?
What?
I've been bad, and I've been a very naughty girl. That's you. Go.
Yeah, pretty sure it knows it's not me talking anymore.
It's a piece of rubber. It doesn't know the difference.
Well, you're a guy, so...
Run over my head. Do it now. Don't be scared.
Oh, no. It's riveting. It's rubber. It's coming right at us.
Oh, no. It looks like he means business. Let's get out of here.
We're all gonna die.
Cut. Not again. Not your best work, but you started to get into it at the end.
You being like, these movies are absolutely, positively classic.
They are.
This sounds like a low budget grade shot at an iPhone piece of garbage.
It's not. Okay, I guarantee you the first person that texts in who gets it, I don't care. I'll give you the first thing in my pocket, okay?
What's the name? I don't want it. No, I'm so good.
What's the name of that movie? What is it? We got a lot of people weighing in. Oh my God, look at this. First guess. Is the name of that film the 2010 hit film Rubber? That would be correct.
Nobody
it's Rubber.
Wrote that. Not one person. The text line is drier than the Sahara. No, I'm absolutely terrified. Not this tire rolling down the thruway.
So this is a, it's a really good movie.
Not to be confused with the Rubber contraception. This is a tire.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't seen the movie, which I actually find that very hard to believe, Rubber is a film about a tire that comes to life and it just, it makes people's heads explode and it goes on a murderous rampage through the California desert, just running people, right. Running over people's heads.
Right.
And so go home, watch this film tonight. And I know it sounds silly, but you're actually going to love it. The film makes a lot of sense when you finish watching it.
Does it?
And it gets to the ending.
Does it really?
Yeah. Your acting today just didn't do it justice. That's why.
Well, I was Russian and then I was Southern and then.
Right. Yeah. You got to commit, Breeze. You got to stick to one or the other. Guys, join us next week while we act out The Human Centipede 3.
I'm actually sick that day. I'm so sorry.
This is a movie based on a true story. It was about a sadistic warden and his right-hand man. And they hatch a scheme to sew together 500 inmates asses to mouths, mouth to asses. Mm-hmm. Again, based on a true story. It took place at the Rochester Correctional Facility. I don't know why Rotten Tomatoes only scored this 2%. But it doesn't mean it's not a good movie. So you'll review that tomorrow. Or excuse me, next week. Tonight you're going to go home and watch Rubber.
Yeah. Okay. More to come.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98BXY.
Let's not waste any time. There's no time to be wasted. It's There, I Said It, 585-252-9800. Anything goes, you guys. Anything goes for the next several minutes. Just pretend there's no FCC, okay?
Right.
Right. First Absolutely. Person weighing in, our girl, Jules.
Jules, what up, girl?
What's up, Jules? It kills me how much restaurants use imitation crab on a dish and then charge $25 for it. Those are the places that should not be in business. There, I said it. I like a little crab on my toast. I won't mind. But she's not right. It should be real crab, not imitation crab.
I hate imitation crab.
What's it made out of?
I don't know. Rubber.
Like, what is it?
I don't know. I literally don't know.
You should know. You work in a restaurant. You should know.
I'm not like a big imitation crab girly.
I like it, though.
Ew.
Oh, I eat it all the time. Are you
Do
kidding?
Do you really? Are you
yeah,
being funny?
I'll put it like in pasta sometimes. I don't care. I've eaten it. I don't mind it.
You have no idea what it is.
It's like jackfruit. What's it made out of?
I don't eat jackfruit either.
Weird. You're missing out.
Oh my God.
What is it?
People who edit their comment to thank people for likes or change their caption after they break up with someone are really cringe. There, I said it. Have you ever seen somebody go back and instead of deleting photos with an ex-partner, they'll just change the caption and be like, lost 150 pounds of dead weight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, grow up.
I know. People do it, though. Daniel, most people who complain about poor customer service are just jerks. There, I said it. Not everyone is going to kiss your ass in life.
Oh, my God. It's like, Daniel's pissed.
Started off slow and went strong. Yeah.
Oh, my
Uh-oh. Yeah. Alexa looks like she's going through it right now. My boyfriend sucks. There, I said it. I'm so sick and tired of dating insecure men who have no regard for how they make their partner feel. Alexa, I'm so sorry it's not working out.
I'm so sorry.
You sound like you're going through it, though. Remember, ladies, the best D is direct deposit.
Oh, my God. This person says, moving isn't that bad. There, I said it. I move probably twice every 5 years, and I love it. I love a fresh start, and it's really not as bad as people make it out to be. There, I said it.
Why is it that every single time in my life I've helped a friend move, I've been so hungover? It was the worst timing. Okay.
I showed up to help my friend move drunk, and I will tell you what, I've never moved so fast in my life. Oh. Like, because I was like on so much adrenaline that I was just like, whatever. I was hulking, you know, mattresses over my head because I was drunk and I had no idea, you know, my actual strength. So I really went for it.
No, I remember when we had to help my grandma move into a new apartment. I was 22, and I had a night out experimenting with Smirnoff vodka. And I have never felt so sick in my life. I was sweating. Everybody thought it was because I was lifting couches. Mm. No, that was not the case.
The demons were making sweat out.
My buddy in L.A., I had to help him move twice. Both times, so hungover.
Right.
I'm like, this is the worst.
This isn't for me.
Nothing is more terrible than that.
Oh, my gosh.
I think mine for today is scrambled eggs is the worst way to eat a yolk. There, I said it. It just reminds me of hospital food. And I can't do it. I need a nice runny egg. You know, nice sunny side up. Let the yolk dribble down your chin.
Are eggs like one of the foods that you can eat 100 different ways?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, are you kidding me? It's endless possibilities to eat an egg. I'm really tired today.
Are you okay, man?
I'm really tired today.
You're malfunctioning. I know,
Breeze. What's yours for today?
Okay, so you know how the other week I talked about how like socks just go missing in a vortex?
Yeah, you wash one, but you always miss the other.
Once you wear a pair of socks in my home, you'll never see it again. So last night I had this big pile of socks in a bucket, and I dumped it all on the floor. And I will say, matching up socks is quasi-therapeutic. There, I said it. Although it took me 2 hours to get matches, it was like I was playing a game of memory. I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. Will I do it again? Probably not. I'll just buy a new set. But, you know, try and find the small joys in life.
You do that as you get older.
Right.
And I noticed you're starting to mature a little bit here.
I know.
Guess who's here?
Gwendolyn?
No, I'm so sorry. I actually wish it was. Big Ed!
Oh my God.
Big Ed goes, what's up, Moose? What's up, Breezy? What's up, Big Ed? Went into a coffee shop last week and there was a sign in the men's bathroom that read, only flush toilet paper. And then he goes on to say, that's fine, but what am I supposed to do with all this poo?
Oh, my God.
This guy.
Not really... him picking it up and throwing it in the trash. No, I'm so good.
Hey, it's Devins, and I'll keep you in the know on everything happening right here in Rochester. Because I actually live here, just like you. Along with tons of PXY music every afternoon, starting at 3 on 98PXY.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.